producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former top FCC lawyer who got the fairness doctrine thrown out, Bruce Fein will join us to break down their draconian net power grab. He'll be with us about 30 minutes, and then we'll open the phones up. Then, Joel Skousen is going to be popping in for about 5-10 minutes to give us his take on the Netanyahu historic speech coming up tomorrow. And we'll get him on for 5-10 minutes as well. Dr. Pachinik, want to get different perspectives from each of these men. Here's the backdrop on Israel. When the West backs everything Israel does and always covers up for things that Israel's done that's bad, in the end, it discredits any support of Israel. But you look at the opposition to Israel, it is a very unsavory group as well. And this is where you get into primitive politics. You're pretty much forced to then choose a side. Well, choosing a side will lead us to World War III. We need to transcend all this idiocy. But you've got Iran, you've got Saudi Arabia, you got Israel in the mix. And I just need to say, Israel and the United States have lost the moral high ground. But that's not saying much when you're talking about Saudi Arabia and Iran. I don't think Saudi Arabia ever had it. When our governments funded al-Qaeda to blow up churches and cut heads off and take over and then sit around and go, oh, like 1984, we're always at war with East Asia, we're never at war with East Asia. Now, oh, we've been fighting al-Qaeda all along. No. And so this has to be addressed by all the Israel worshipers. If you support Israel, you need to support an Israel that's moral and that has the world's backing because it's moral. I mean, I know people that love Israel who are like, yeah, it's terrible what ISIS is doing, and I understand it's terrible. But the multiple political groups in Israel backed with the West in this 4.5-year program of turning the Middle East over to al-Qaeda. And the argument is, oh, that's better than turning it over to Iran. No. I'm not a Machiavellian. I don't believe the end justifies the means. And Machiavellian ideas always bring down civilizations. They work for a while. They work for a while. You can have a man dying, going into shock, and you can, with his legs cut off, you can give him adrenaline. He'll wake up for a while, but he'll end up dying just the same. And using al-Qaeda to do all this stuff and then to also take the West freedoms because the al-Qaeda threat is disgusting. And now it's led to a split between the United States and elements of the Israel lobby. And I have a clip of Netanyahu talking about the history of the U.S. and Israel. Here it is.
That started with the beginning. In 1948, Secretary of State George Marshall opposed David Ben-Gurion's intention to declare statehood. That's an understatement. He vehemently opposed it. But Ben-Gurion, understanding what was at stake, went ahead and declared Israel's independence. In 1967, as an Arab noose was tightening around Israel's neck, the United States warned Prime Minister Levi Eshkol that if Israel acted alone, it would be alone. But Israel did acted alone to defend itself. In 1981, under the leadership of Prime Minister Menachem Begin, Israel destroyed the nuclear reactor at Osirak. The United States criticized Israel and suspended arms transfers for 3 months. And in 2002, after the worst wave of Palestinian terror attacks in Israel's history, Prime Minister Sharon launched Operation Defensive Shield. The United States demanded that Israel withdraw its troops immediately, but Sharon continued.
All right, we're going to play more of this coming up. And, you know, I'm sorry. When is Israel's leadership backed al-Qaeda, Israel lost the perceived moral high ground out there. But still, we're left with Al-Qaeda running around and Iran.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli embattled prime minister, facing an election, a tight election, just spoke a few hours ago at AIPAC. We just played part of a clip. I want to play it in full here in a moment. But they're calling this a big speech coming up. Netanyahu says Iran nuclear deal threatens Israel's security. Well, if Israel wants to hit Iran, that's Israel's business in my view. And then it's going to be Iran's business to respond. We're going to get Bruce Fine's take on this here in just a moment. But if Israel has 800 nukes, why would Iran use nukes even if they had them? And now the word is Saudi Arabia has been getting them. That even came out in the Jerusalem Post last year. So they're just proliferating. Report, Obama has threatened to shoot down IAF Iran strike. That's in the Israeli newspapers. So, I mean, how could Obama tell Israel what they can do in their own region? Well, they're trying to tell Russia what to do in Ukraine. The Bethlehem-based news agency, MANA, has cited a Kuwaiti newspaper report Saturday that U.S. President Barack Obama threatened an Israeli military attack against Iran's nuclear facilities in 2014 by threatening to shoot down Israeli jets before they could reach their targets in Iran. Following Obama's threat, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was reportedly forced to abort the planned Iran attack. If that's true, he's here selling that attack to Congress and to AIPAC. The bigger question is this a fake split for political red meat? Because a lot of the left hates Israel. And Netanyahu's in an election. We know both the countries backed al-Qaeda-based groups to attack Syria. Then they formed ISIS. Now we supposedly have sided with Iran. It just looks like a giant disaster to me. We originally set him up last week to come on, Bruce Fine, former top counsel of the FCC. He's the lawyer that went to Reagan and Congress and got the fairness doctrine of not letting you have talk radio and, quote, be partisan. That, hey, I don't support Obamacare. Couldn't say that. Google's coming out now with their own fairness doctrine saying they'll decide what websites to be promoted and linked to, and Democratic Party groups connected to Soros are running it as usual. Bruce Fine, again, is a best-selling author. He has a blog daily in the Washington Times that you can find there. And he's going to cover the waterfront with us here on that issue with currently with Israel, his take on Russia, Ukraine, but mainly the 300-plus pages that the FCC head won't release. He won't testify before Congress. I can't remember this type of arrogant behavior. Bruce Fine's a constitutional lawyer. He was Ron Paul's domestic and foreign affairs advisor in his presidential campaigns. So he knows what he's talking about when it comes to foreign affairs as well as domestic. So I appreciate Bruce Fine joining us. Bruce, let's get into this situation with Israel first. What's your take? You heard my breakdown.
Yes, I did. I think one of the first things the audience should remember that Prime Minister Netanyahu also testified before Congress in 2003 regarding the invasion of Iraq. And at that time, he testified unequivocally that he knew Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, that he would use them. He also said that, in his view, the cure of Middle East ailments was to democratize the region, as it's become undemocratized with Arab Spring. And anybody who could think you could take political cultures that are pre-Magna Carta, pre-1215, in development and democratize them really needs their head examined. It would be like asking Netanyahu to solve the problem on the West Bank by democratizing Hamas,
Sure.
It just isn't going to happen. And, of course, we followed Netanyahu's advice and ended up spending $3 or $4 trillion to make Iran stronger, the hegemon in the region. So why are we asking advice from someone who got it so wrong the first time? Aside from the recognition, I'm not blaming Prime Minister Netanyahu. His interests are being reelected and in Israel, not the United States. So he obviously has a conflict with the U.S., so why are we paying so much attention to him?
And by the way, the Israelis are saying that and even blocking out some of his speech if it's political. And he doesn't have unified total support. I'm not attacking Netanyahu either. It's just that the right wing in this country, and we're more conservative, has this idea we do whatever Netanyahu says no matter what. Well, it's just not our fight.
No, you're right. No, and if I can divert for just a moment here, the joke said years ago that Netanyahu was asked whether he wanted Israel to become the 51st state of the United States. He said, "Are you kidding? And lose 100 votes in the Senate? No way." But we need to remember our interests are oftentimes aligned with Israel's, but not always. But our interests should trump Israel's interest. We have no interest in interfering or permitting our politics to be manipulated by Israel for their own domestic affairs. It just wins us enemies. And moreover, although I say we're often aligned with Israel, we shouldn't be subject to the baggage when Israel makes a decision we think is misconceived, and sometimes they do. After all, it was the Israelis who ultimately were the supporters of Hamas to oppose at that time Yasser Arafat.
Sure.
So they can make mistakes. We shouldn't be tied to their mistakes. I also think it's important, as you're pointing out, to remember, deterrence. There is, I think, this suggestion that we're dealing with maniacs in Tehran who don't have a desire to survive, and that unlike the Soviet Union or North Korea or Pakistan or others, they can't be deterred, even though, as you point out, they would be incinerated if they ever used a nuclear weapon. They don't even have one, maybe capability at some time. Deterrence has worked. It worked in the Cuban Missile Crisis against a far more formidable adversary. Iran negotiated an end to the war with Iraq in 1980-88. When we shot down one of their passenger planes over the Persian Gulf, they got reparations. They didn't attack. and declare war against the United States. And they exercise realpolitik like others, even if they're imbalanced. You know, even Adolf Hitler didn't use chemical weapons in World War II. They have, you know, a desire of self-preservation. I'm certainly in favor of threatening them with total incineration if they ever use a weapon.
What about the Saudi Arabia wild card? We know Saudi Arabia's in there pushing for war with Iran more than Israel.
Yeah, and again, I think the wild card's a little less pronounced because the price of oil has plunged and we don't need so much Saudi oil. But it is another example where we're being played by other countries to do their bidding. You know, the United States comes first. Our citizens' interests come first. We pay the taxes. We obey the laws. We fight for the country. And we cannot permit, you know, Saudi Arabia to manipulate things. I mean, one thing that I'd like Saudi Arabia to do is urge the president and the Congress to release these 28 classified documents that suggest they may have been up to their elbows in 9/11 itself. And
sure.
Here we have more than 10 years after the 9/11 Commission report. We don't even know what that connection is because of the secrecy. But Saudi Arabia, other countries, they're all wanting us to get involved in their affairs. We say, you know, our country comes first.
What do you think is really at the bottom of this? Because we know the U.S. and Israel were allied trying to overthrow Syria using really nasty people out of Saudi Arabia and other areas to do it. We now call them ISIS. They were called Al-Qaeda. Now we know we've sided with Iran to try to get control of that out-of-control group. I mean, I don't even know if there is cloak and dagger here. It just looks like a bunch of political wonks that have really screwed things up.
Well, you're right, Alex. We oftentimes try to impute some kind of grand strategy or plan, but there isn't any. I mean, I work in government as well. It's all ad hoc based upon the next 24-hour news cycle. And it's just reacting, you know, for the next day. But that is the problem. There isn't any ultimate strategy. There's no goal. Can you imagine a war? Take World War II. If it was defined as the goal was to degrade, you know, the Luftwaffe. I mean, to fight the Japanese Zero aircraft. That's not a strategy. That's just, we go fight to kill. But it has no political objective. It has no definition of what victory is. And that is one of the reasons why we should be out of this. We are in a position where if we didn't, you know, basically take a bayonet and smash a hornet's nest and create a lot of very angry hornets, we have the ability to sit and ensure we are not attacked in the United States. And these other people who are half crazy and fanatical, they'll kill themselves. The Sunnis and Shias have been shooting at each other for 1,000 years. Why should we get involved in their dispute? We don't wish misery on anybody else, but we got to be smart enough to know all we can
sure.
do is create anger towards ourselves and make ourselves less safe. And that is just stupid.
Bruce Fein, the former head lawyer at the FCC who got rid of the fairness doctrine, we owe Talk Radio and so much of freedom of speech on the Internet to your initiative. And I know you don't like credit for it, but you are the guy that did that and a lot more. But you also assisted Bob Barr in drafting articles of impeachment against William Jefferson Clinton. I mean, you are a guy that gets stuff done. You serve in the bar of the American Bar Association Task Force on presidential signing statements. I mean, I'm not going to go over everything you've done. You represented Edward Snowden's father over the Orwellian surveillance of American citizens. I mean, you are a classical Americana do-gooder. Bruce Fein is our guest. We're going to break here in about a minute and a half. We're going to come back and get into free speech issues until 40 after when you leave us and look at this FCC power grab, in my view. But before we do that, putting a bookend on this, what do you expect out of Netanyahu's speech? What do you think it's really all about? Grandstanding to get reelected, or is he trying to sell an Iran strike?
He's trying, I think, to do both. I think he thinks the two converge, but we need to remember he's a politician. You know, it's by definition he's trying to promote his reelection. But I do think that also he believes that his reelection chances are bolstered the more he can suggest he wants to take out the nuclear equation in Iran, as was done years and years ago in the Osirik in Iraq. I, however, believe that his ultimate presentation will be largely a 1 or 2 day affair, and it's piped here in the United States because it underscores the divergence between a Republican Congress and a Democratic White House. But I don't think the ramifications will endure more than 48 hours.
I agree. I think they're using it as just another balkanization issue to divide everybody, just like Soros has been caught funding the anti-police garbage. Also, after we talk about FCC issues that you're the prime man to talk about, I want to ask you about the Chicago Black site, because I know you're really key on due process being key to everything. Bruce Fein's our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. New Mana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, New Mana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, New Mana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy New Mana today at PowerPrepper.com. New Mana Food Storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Bruce Fein was general counsel, the head lawyer for the Federal Communications Commission. He's the guy that gave birth to the rebirth of the First Amendment so we can have talk radio. and change the ideas, because I've researched this, I'm not just saying this about our guest, about how the FCC should operate to promote the First Amendment, not degrade it. But I'm being partisan here because it's a fact. Under Obama, we've seen an acceleration towards it to censor and control. We've heard senators say, use the FCC for a fairness doctrine. Take over cable. Take over movies. Take over print. When it's online, we need to protect the public from hate speech. But how better to fund it than for George Soros to give $196 million to bill it as net neutrality? Now, I haven't gotten Bruce's take on this current fiasco yet, but we'll find out. As best I can tell, sir, you're the expert on this. This is a Trojan horse, and they won't release the 332 pages, and he won't testify to Congress. What is going on?
Well, I think it's a usurpation, again, of the executive branch, of the legislative authority of Congress. And think of this rather bizarre element to this net neutrality ruling. On the one end, the commission, the three Democrats, conclude that, you know, the antitrust laws, the anti-monopoly laws aren't sufficient, you know, to protect the public interest in efficient operations of the Internet. Now, on the other hand, they say that there's so little need for it, they're going to forbear from regulating prices and 90% of what they could regulate under Title II. That's called the Common Carrier Regulation. So they're basically just picking and choosing what parts of the statute they want to enforce. So that's up to the, it's an earmark of what Congress should be deciding. There's another element about net neutrality that is equally bizarre. And that is typically, Alex, when you buy a service, you can have various qualities of the provision. For instance, you can fly first class or business class or economy class. You get taken from A to B, but the actual quality of the service varies, and you pay more if you receive higher quality. First class pays more than economy. And net neutrality is trying to say, well, you shouldn't permit people to buy first class tickets. I mean, really? That would seem bizarre to anybody who has taken a plane and, for whatever reason, needed the space, needed the rest or whatever, to have a greater accommodation. And the whole purpose there behind this net neutrality is, you know, some people, especially who are spectrum hogs, who use vastly more bandwidth, you know, shouldn't be permitted to say, well, I pay more and I need to get my my content to the end user a little bit faster, and I use up more space, and so I'll pay more. I mean, it's the anti-market theory. You know,
sure, it sounds like something we hear out of Venezuela and their ideas of economics.
Yeah, exactly. It's a variation of God's plan, the Soviet method of distributing goods and services, where you have the government deciding, you know, how much and who should be paying what for what quality of Internet connection.
But aren't we missing the really big issue here? And correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't this a power grab with the FCC saying that it's now over telecommunications completely and that it's going to be over future development of that architecture? I mean, that's a huge expansion of the jurisdiction.
Well, certainly it's what I view as a usurpation. And although they claim that for the moment they won't use it to regulate prices in detail, they're claiming that they could if they wish to. And I want to step back for just a moment, Alex, and remind the audience that the antitrust laws, you know, we call them the Magna Carta of economic liberties, they apply in telecommunications, the Internet, like they apply anyone else. So no one's talking about permitting price fixing or abuse of monopoly power. That's already illegal. And we have the Federal Trade Commission and the Justice Department to enforce them. So while we have the FCC coming back and saying, well, we know better than the Charter of Economic Liberties, you know, how the Internet should be run, especially ridiculous conclusion when it's the Internet that's really the engine. It's the 20 cylinders of our economy that's making things move. Why are you trying to mess up something that's working very, very well? And the answer is it goes back to politics and, say, disgruntlement with the way the market system works, as most progressives and liberals are. They don't believe in free trade.
Sure. Why would the chairman not show up to Congress? That seems very belligerent.
Well, not only that, in my view, Congress has the right not only to the chairman's testimony, but to anybody else's. You know, it's an attempt probably to avoid what could be very embarrassing questions. Congress has the right to overrule by statute anything that the FCC does. Of course, the president could veto it, but that's their congressional prerogative. And to refuse to show up really is another example of how the executive branch has just become almost a one-branch tyranny.
Let's come back to that.
The legislative branch has shrunk to almost a cipher. And I would be holding these people in contempt and fining them each day.
Stay there, Bruce. Fine. One more second. We're coming back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Bruce Fine, former general counsel of the Federal Communications Commission, uniquely positioned to be able to really tell us what's going on. Let's go back to where you got cut off by the break. You're saying you would sanction people more and more. I mean, I've been following C-SPAN for 30 years. I've never seen behavior like I've seen from the executive, and then the Republican leadership seems to roll over because they're licking their lips, I guess, to have all this power when they get a president in charge. So, again, I'm worried about an imperial presidency, not even so much Obama, but I am shocked by the left that if Bush was trying something like this, you would have just heard howls. And now they say, hey, you know, a lot of make Obama a dictator. He can give us some free stuff then. Just incredible political ignorance. So please finish up on that, Mr. Fine.
It's very, very important, Alex, in a Democratic country like ours, you know, that we have government in the sunshine. There are a few things that need to be secret location of truth, but relatively few. Transparency, sunshine is said to be the best disinfectant. So we have a right to know what our government is doing. How can we give consent to a government that's acting in secret? And so the whole idea that and when I was working as counsel on the Iran-Contra Committee, this is during Reagan period. I mean, President Reagan was having Secretary of State George Shultz testify, his National Security Advisor was testifying, Cap Weinberger was testifying, Secretary of Defense. This was all open in the sunshine. This is President Reagan. And now we have people like, you know, chairman of the FCC, I don't want to answer questions, I don't want to show up. Well, the Congress should be telling you, one, if you don't show up, we will impeach and remove you from office. Because you have an obligation to explain to the American people what you're doing and why, because you are their representative. You work for them, not for Obama. You work for we, the people, who are sovereign. And if they are recalcitrant, they should impeach them or fine them $50,000, $100,000 every day that they don't appear. And you're right, it's stunning. Congress says, well, please tell us, you know, they wring their hands and do nothing. So they get treated, you know, like they're second and then third tier players because they simply won't stand up and defend their authorities. Now, maybe you're right. They're just waiting for the White House so that they can be the oppressors rather than the oppressed. But that's not a very optimistic outlook for the future of the country. And I don't want to be oppressed by anybody in the White House.
Exactly.
Even a Democrat.
Well, also, they promised to release the 332 pages as soon as they announced it, and then they haven't released it, and now have the Washington Post making fun of anybody that asked to see it when we know they printed it up in book form and they've been waving it around on TV for a month with this red tape around it. So I guess if they don't testify to Congress, why ever release it? They can be like the CIA. It'll just be secret.
Yeah, I mean, and say, secret government is antithetical to anything like representative democracy. How can you have a government that doesn't even tell you what it's doing? That's how we get to decide to approve or disapprove what's being done here. They don't get to issue by decree. You know, there are elections and things can change. And there's this arrogance that's totally antithetical to what our founding fathers thought, you know, a free and open government would be about.
Other points, where do you expect this to go? The Hill, and I think rightly says, that this has to go through a gauntlet, these rules, and that's why they're not releasing them. So I guess they think they want to win the propaganda war, that they're protecting the Internet before they roll this out by stealth. But that isn't working for Obamacare, because as they roll it out, it becomes more unpopular by the day. So why are they engaging in this tactic?
Well, they may be trying to bolster their defenses against what's sure to be a legal attack on the net neutrality rules. The Court of Appeals here and the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia has rebuked the FCC on numerous occasions for overreach. And they may be worried that the shallowness of their explanations need buttressing before there's going to be an immediate appeal. And perhaps in my expectation, Alex, would be that there'll be a stay of the FCC rules until there's a final court adjudication, which means there's years away, given the legal frailty of their promulgation.
What do you think is going to happen in your gut? I mean, the sense of Congress, the sense of the country, the sense of the other administrators and lawyers you talk to. Which way is this country going? Because it seems to be stampeding into an accelerated decline of the Roman Empire meets Buck Rogers. In your gut, where do you think this country and the world's going, Bruce Fine?
You know, what we need is to restore our fundamental precepts as a country, which haven't changed in over 200 years. Human nature hasn't changed. You know, the empire psychology hasn't changed. And we have, you know, I think, Alex, anywhere from 30, maybe 35 years to completely reorient ourselves as a country whose influence abroad is the influence of example. We need to restore separation of powers back home, transparency. We defend ourselves, but we don't go abroad in search of monsters to destroy, borrow $18, $19, $20 trillion running around the world like Don Quixote, thinking that we can change cultures that are 1,000, 5,000 years old if ethnic rivalries and despotism into democracies. You can't do it. I say, let them hire me build a perpetual motion machine.
Sure.
It's truly stunning. Failure after failure. Afghanistan fails. Yemen fails. Iraq fails. Syria fails. Nowhere. Libya fails. All of that. They keep coming back and doing the same thing. I mean, after Libya is a perfect example. You got 126 militias. The whole thing is a Somalia-like desert land. And now we're going to visit the, you know, and remember, Libya and Yemen were viewed as the model that Obama singled out for pursuing ISIS. I mean, my God, the model? That's like saying, you know, General Custer's battle of the Little Bighorn is the model by which we'll fight the future Indian Wars. You say, my God, are you crazy? And we need to just totally repudiate this idea that we have some kind of obligation and expertise to cure all the ills in the world. Nice if it was possible, we will destroy ourselves as a consequence.
Well, I think
if we can get Rand Paul and that philosophy back into the trajectory of where we're going as a country, we can save ourselves. Otherwise, we're following the path of the Roman Empire. It'll be just a matter of time. We'll bankrupt ourselves. We'll so overextend ourselves. We'll ultimately collapse.
Well, I agree with you. And in closing, you notice that Rand Paul won the CPAC poll, and he's nowhere in the news. And then they have a whisper campaign, the libertarian movement. Oh, he's not perfect. You know, he's not his dad, so we better not support him. He's the best in the field. That's why the power structure is coming after him and ignoring him, folks. I want you to briefly comment on that because you got to go. And then also, have you heard about the London Guardian? Our reporters have been up there. There's a giant five-story and then a four-story and a three-story complex with black sites where people died, where people are kept for up to 2 days shackled and aren't even put in the arrest database in Chicago to then ring these fake confessions. They send police lieutenants and others from there to then run operations at torture camps at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Have you heard about this black site?
No, there have been cases in the past. Yuri Lutsenko was one where people just disappeared into the jaws of the CIA and were kidnapped and held for years illegally. But I have not fully apprised of what you've described there. I don't want to miss the opportunity to explain Rand Paul. Sure, he clearly is going to be the one most attacked because he's challenging the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower warned us about 50-some years ago. So they'll be making up all sorts of things about Rand and trying to obscure his popularity. And we need to remember, too, we're never going to get a candidate that is 100% everything we agree on. You know, no one's a clone of anybody else. He runs for office, and there are different demands than being a philosopher and writing something perfect. And we shouldn't squander, you know, the good on the altar of the perfect. So this is ridiculous to suggest that Rand doesn't deserve our support. You know, because there's a few semicolons and curlicues that we disagree with. On the fundamental issues of who we are as a nation and of liberty being the center of our constitutional universe, he's heads and shoulders above any other candidate in the last 20 years.
Sure, nobody else is saying end all the foreign aid. Nobody else is saying massively slash taxes. Nobody else is doing what he's doing. I mean, Ted Cruz is a moderate second, but I don't know Ted Cruz. I know him. We've interviewed him, but I don't know him like I've known Rand for 20 years. I know you've known the Pauls longer than that. He's the real deal. That's why they're coming after him. We need to support him. Bruce Fine, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Okay.
That is a champion of the First Amendment right there and a guy of action. Bruce Fine, very honored to have him on with BruceFineLaw.com. I want to open the phones up now, specifically on the Netanyahu speech, because it's so easy just to hate Israel and then to look at that perspective. It's so easy just to love Israel. I personally understand that it's a big globalist political football. And at the same time, if you gave what is Israel or Palestine back to the people that are there, they'd start killing each other over it as well. I mean, this is reality, ladies and gentlemen. And so I've got my beefs with the Israeli lobby, who tends to be anti-gun, who tends to promote a lot of social engineering that I don't like. I mean, I'll be honest, if Israel used their power to promote the Second Amendment here and didn't have different Israel lobby connections like the ADL line about me, I would be a lot more pro-Israel. But I take the high road. I mean, I look at some of the horrible groups and organizations around Israel. I'm sure not signing on with that rodeo. But The anti-Israel lobby is just unbelievably bad. And so it's a bad situation. It'd be like if I was on a used car lot and there's like 20 cars and they say, you know, why don't you like any of these cars? What are you, a racist? No, I mean, I don't like what Israel's doing. I don't like what the Arabs are doing. I don't like any of it. And I'm sick of having to hear about it constantly, quite frankly. I'm tired of it. And it's just all a big dialectic, create the crisis on both sides. This whole thing is pretty much staged between Netanyahu and Obama. They're manipulating their supporters. It's a real fight between the Netanyahu supporters on the right-wing side and Obama and his socialist. I mean, the socialist, the George Soros crowd are always super rich, and they always support, go after the police, overthrow Israel. It's the same. It's just that they've got their red meat issues that are red herrings. So I'm going to take a few calls from you on those subjects, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I mean, I don't like Israel trying to sink the USS Liberty, and then if you criticize it, you get called anti-Semitic. No, I'm against false flags. Our government has staged a bunch of false flags, people in our government. Bobby Kennedy, RFK, it was declassified 6-7 years ago. It was even on Frontline. Wanted to blow up the U.S. embassy in Honduras and blame his political enemies. I think Bobby Kennedy was a pretty good guy in a lot of ways, but his brother said, no, we're not going to blow up the embassy and kill people. But that's how you start thinking up there at the top. Well, if I do this, I can blame this, and then it'll save all these lives. False flags are going on. You better believe it. But fast-forwarding, when our government does a false flag or elements of it, I don't then hate America. So Israel's been involved in some nasty stuff. Do you just blame Israel whole hog? Israel's about 8 different political parties, 3 big ones. The political parties are always killing each other. It's like the Arabs are always killing each other. I mean, Israel isn't one monolithic structure is what I'm saying. And I'm not even defending or apologizing for Israel. I'm just sick and tired of people that don't stand up for the Second Amendment or sovereignty or anti-GMO. All they do is run around bashing Israel all day. And on the other end, you've got people that do nothing but support Israel all day, as if Israel is the center of the known universe. And I'm just tired of it. And I don't like the fact that they hand out M16s to Israelis to protect themselves, and then the Israel lobby gives money, you can look it up, to restrict the Second Amendment. I'm angry about that. I'm calling Israel out. I want it to stop. I have a right to defend myself, Netanyahu, just like you have a right to defend yourself. And if you think Iran's got nukes, and you think you can deal with it, then do something about it. But it's all part of this globalism, too, where I don't like Obama, and I kind of like seeing him be criticized, but it is weird to have a foreign leader in the Congress criticizing your president. I mean, are you going to see Obama go over there to the Knesset and criticize Benjamin Netanyahu? It just, the whole thing stinks to high heaven. And I wish that I could be more supportive of Israel. I was a big Israel supporter growing up, big Israel supporter when I was first on air. Everybody knows it. The clips are out there because I saw the UN and the globalists and Soros-type groups always funding anti-Israel stuff. So I thought, well, if the UN's against Israel, I must be for it. But then all a bunch of the Israel lobbies have ever done is try to destroy me, so I'm just kind of like, well, that's not very nice. So, it's a sick situation. It's a complex situation. But I'm not going to be a hater. I'm not going to hate the Arabs. I'm not going to hate the Muslims. I'm not going to hate the Israelis. I'm not going to hate anybody. I'm just going to promote freedom, common sense, private property, and my right to defend myself. And anybody comes after those freedoms, I'm coming after you politically. And you can say I'm a racist all day long or anti-Semitic or whatever. I don't care. I want stability. I want prosperity. I want a future. I believe in humanity. Every child, whether they be Palestinian or Israeli or German or Chinese or Mexican, I want everybody to be free because that's what I want for me, and I know you reap what you sow. We're going to go to break and go to Matt, Dana, Blake, Frank, got a couple Franks, Kevin, and others. that are patiently holding on the whole Israel situation and Benjamin Netanyahu's speech. The whole thing's a mess. That's why we should cut all foreign aid and get out of this. And that means to Egypt, that means to Israel, that means to everybody. And then just engage in trade, the surest form of actually having lasting relationships like Switzerland and others do. Before we go any further, we've got two specials that are going to end here in just a few days. Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex, strongest, highest quality, known herbal immunity, health booster, you name it. Very low price, $14.95 for something of this quality. And I put it in water and drink it and put it right in your mouth. Tastes good, too. Some of our tinctures don't. You can get a free bottle of this with two bottles of Nason Iodine X2. And I'm taking my daily dose. Sometimes I take two or three dosages, but I took probably a little too much this weekend of all this. Squirt of the Nason Iodine X2. Squirt of Secret 12. Super Vitamin B12, InfoWarsLife.com. And finally, Super Female Vitality. We're out of the Super Male Vitality. The big secret is Super Female works just as good or better. In fact, it has more ingredients that are tailored for men and women, but we just went in one of their own formulations, so we got a little bit of this left. It's 30% off right now, even though we could sell out of it the next day or two. 30% off Super Female Vitality, because I want you to try it and see what's best for you. And your purchase makes the broadcast possible. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
You hear about it every day. Another shooting where innocent people lose their lives. The best insurance is being prepared. Give your loved ones the safety they deserve with a bulletproof backpack. Independently tested to withstand a .357 and multiple other calibers. Perfect for students, commuters, anyone. Shield yourself and your family. Call 8445-BULLET. That's 8445-BULLET. Or see the proof at bulletproofbp.com. Bulletproofbp.com. We've got your back.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Well, we're going to have open phones and news till the bottom of the next hour. Then popping in is World Affairs Brief editor Joel Skousen to give his take on the Netanyahu visit. And then we've got Dr. Steve Pachinik with his view. Pachinik is Jewish and is not a fan of Israel at the same time. I don't know what his view overall is going to be. He'll say he's not a fan of Netanyahu. So we'll get two perspectives from people I know will tell us what they really think. It is a mess, though. Man, I hope Netanyahu doesn't attack Iran just for political points. I mean, if Netanyahu hadn't come out with that fake WMD stuff, I'd believe him a lot more. I just know this. The Pentagon says don't hit Iran. And you heard Fine earlier, who's a really smart guy, saying they don't have nukes. That's the CIA's baloney. I have talked to high-level people who I trust, and they say, look, they got them. And they've had them for a long time. There are a lot of nukes out there, folks. Saudi Arabia, I told you 6-7 years ago they had them. And then last year, they said, we're getting nukes, and we probably already have them. Saudi Arabia. I just don't want to have a nuclear war. This is not 1980, you know, with Israel hitting Iraq's reactor. But if the Iranians get mad and blow stuff up as a response, Israel knows they'll get more support and then the government can take more liberties here. So that's why four tyrants that are above our governments, the special interests that make money off war, this is a good move to start a big war with Iran. But if you go too far, we'll have a nuclear war and everybody's dead. Then that kind of screws stuff up, kind of messes up the apple cart, doesn't it? Dana in New Mexico. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Listen, I wanted to make the point that I had to come into a mindset that just because Israel, they're corrupt just like our government is, that doesn't mean that the people of Israel are bad. And I know that's not what you're saying. But I
absolutely. No, exactly. I'm saying Israel has its own problems, but I'm not part of the religion of hating Israel.
Exactly. And I think a lot of believers are not opening their heads up to the fact that we, you know, that God says those that bless Israel will be blessed and those that curse Israel. We're not going against that. We're just opening our minds up to those facts that we're having an awakening. And so people need to ask themselves that instead of just disregarding.
Well, look at the Bible. Look at how God would criticize and admonish Israel when Israel had bad kings or bad leaders. It's not God being bad criticizing Israel. I mean, is God God or is Israel God? I think that's what it comes down to.
Exactly. And I just want to make, you know, make that clear to other people that they need to open their minds up to that. So, and I want to let you know that you have many, many people praying for you and your safety of your whole crew. So, and I thank
you. Well, you know what? It's not, it's beyond believing in prayer. I rely on it. I totally know it's real. Thank you so much. You're a sweetheart, and God bless you, Dana. Blake in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, yeah, I just wanted to kind of, I guess, riff off of Dana's comment regarding Israel. The situation I think we have is that Israel is not Israel. I mean, yeah, the Bible says to support Israel, but not under any circumstances, and certainly not when Israel has been hijacked just like America has. I think one message we need to get out to Christians is look at the Health Basket Committee. That's Israel's version of the death panels that Obamacare has, where they determine what medical procedures are paid for by the Israeli government. Well, they voted recently this year.
I tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Don't hang up, Blake. Then we'll go to Frank, Andrew, and Mike and others. Stay with us. Third hour, straight up.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive discredits Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Waging war.